Today, we're speaking with Catherine Yeo, creator, entrepreneur, and investor, about her mission to empower young girls to join the tech community and her proudest moments. Catherine, what inspired you to start Pixel Hacks?
At the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, I saw something unusual: a men's bathroom line 5 times longer than the women's. In most public spaces, it was the opposite. This massive gender gap opened my eyes. Computer science classes, robotics teams, and hackathons were overwhelmingly male-dominated, with only about 15% female participants. Because of that experience, I organized Pixel Hacks, Northern California's first all-female high school hackathon, which is an event where participants created tech projects, mentored by female industry experts for over 24 hours. My team handled logistics and outreach, focusing on high schools, especially in low-income or at-risk districts.
What are you most proud of so far?
Seeing Pixel Hacks attendees grow and their excitement as they achieved new technological feats was incredible. After Pixel Hacks 1, I recognized many familiar faces at other hackathons and tech events. Watching my work inspire so many girls and spark their interest in technology is my proudest achievement.
Can you describe the app that eventually earned you the World Developers Conference scholarship?
In 8th grade, my friend and I created Letter Pop, an Android game where players tap balloons to spell words and build vocabulary. The process was fascinating. I learned to identify technical problems, research solutions, code algorithms, enhance graphics, and debug. Over the next 2 years, I improved the game, taught myself Swift and Xcode, and developed an iOS version with stronger features.
Where do you think the gender gap in the tech industry comes from?
I firmly believe women are just as talented in technology as men. The large gender gap comes from a lack of exposure to programming and engineering, because females lack access to learning opportunities that boost interest and confidence. Female mentorship and community are also crucial, but they are very often hard to find. I'm deeply grateful to the women in math and tech who have guided me in my projects and ventures.
What advice do you have for our listeners looking to launch their own tech ventures?
Well, first, that relying on wishful thinking won't get you anywhere. Only action will move you forward. Above my bed hangs a poster that says, "Be the Nerd," a gift from Facebook at the She++ hashtag Include Fellowship Summit. It reminds me of Mark Zuckerberg's response to a grandmother who advised her granddaughter to date a nerd. He told her to be the nerd instead. The message is clear. Take control of your path. Be brave, be bold, seek help from the tech community, and never doubt yourself. One day, you may turn your ideas into reality.
That's great. To our listeners, we hope Catherine's story has encouraged you to explore new opportunities, take bold steps, and support diversity in tech. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on...